Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
All right, guys. We hope you are subscribed to all three channels and have that little bell click. So hopefully you'll get some notifications. And yet again, guess what? We have another train incident. Multiple agencies responding to a runaway train carrying 180 cars heading 80 miles an hour with no one on it. Wasn't that a movie? Wasn't it with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a movie, for sure.
I'm sure one of you guys remember that movie. Yeah, you know, again, here we go again. It's just another day with multiple train incidents. So the crew apparently jumped off when something happened that triggered him and them the realization that they were in danger. So they jumped off. It ended up going 80 miles an hour with nobody guiding it, and it derailed. It was carrying iron ore. So this would be something you would target in a military situation.
I know, it definitely feels pretty deliberately targeted to me.
And so this is in San Bernardino, California. This is basically straight to the east of LA. You know, here we go again. And so iron ore is used in making steel. Steel, of course, is used in making so many weapons of war, as well as many, many, countless other things. So, yeah, how many of you guys have a feeling that this might be maybe, just maybe, an act of sabotage? Ooh, do you think it could be? Or is this just another long, gosh, just another coincidence in a never-ending series of coincidences?
You know, I think there's a movie called The Never-Ending Story, and we should rewrite the never-ending coincidences.
There you go. There you go. And I do know some people think that this is all Earth change related. And yeah, you could see how shifting of the plates can cause train tracks to misalign, and that could cause those incidents. But could any Earth shifting get the train to lock in at full bore? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
I know. We could be wrong. We're just bringing the info to you.
Yeah. You know, in my opinion, this has to do with those sleepy cellular units that are very, very active. Oh, by the way, the Kenyan president recommends his citizens who hold U.S. dollars to get rid of them. The market's going to change in a few weeks, he predicts. He probably has some inside info that he's just sharing with his peeps. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yes, we do get the picture, though most of the banks were rebounding today. But I wouldn't expect that to continue either. So this is Andy Biggs. He is a representative from Arizona. He says, I don't know what will motivate the Biden administration to take action at the border. They're allowing barbarians to take advantage of migrants. This is leading to deaths, human trafficking, and overall grim results. Yeah, as you see the other headline there about that nasty substance that claims so many lives. The people on both sides of the issue are really in danger. The ones that are taking these travels to migrate and come to the U.S. at a time when the U.S. is just so clearly having some issues. And so many of the issues are, in many people's opinion, not just mine, it's about rot from the inside.
Isn't that so sad? And when things do rot from the inside in your physical body, there's a serious level of rot to the soul. And that's definitely a thing. It can happen. You can lose your soul over this stuff. And, you know, it's the grossest thing is the controllers know this.
You know, back in the 80s, a KGB agent had said that they already, this was the Soviet Union at that time, had sleeper cells in place. And what was their purpose? To disintegrate morals and just basically corrupt society in the U.S. so that at the appropriate time, you know, we would be warring so much with ourselves and there'd be just such a lack of overall morals and direction and, you know, high vibes, high values, that we would be prime to be taken. And so you can see all this manifesting right now. And we brought that up before, and all you got to do is just Google it. You know, Google former KGB agent tells of sleeper cells inside U.S. When you see all the people that have crossed the border, which is in the tens of millions illegally, tens of millions. This is Rebel News. Over 7,000 people signed a petition to tell the New York City mayor to stop funding illegal migrants' journeys to cross into Canada at Wroxham Road. There's so much going on, and it's so blatantly obvious what's happening to many, many people. And sometimes we catch people that are kind of letting something out. Maybe they shouldn't have been, you know, acknowledging, as you see. This is 50 miles west of Dublin, scene of an anti-migrant protest. The entrance was blocked by residents before the riot police cleared it. Once inside, an asylum seeker is seen drawing his fingers over his throat. What does he mean by that? Well, you know, where's a good barber? Do you think that's what he's saying? Or is he saying, is he giving a clue as to the mission that he's on? Because he's on a mission. So many of them are on missions, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're all over Ireland. They're all over the U.S., the U.K., all in NATO countries. And you've had these clashes ongoing because people are starting to catch on. And they're also just seeing crime escalate in their areas. And some of these sleeper cells have, I think they've acted a little bit more than what their controllers would want them to, and maybe said a little bit too much, maybe gave a little bit too much notice as to what their true intentions are. And this might only be one out of every 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, but if you got tens of millions coming over, you got a mass of a military force that's just in place and now obviously taking action. That this means the time is getting very, very close. And this is obviously Rishi. And somebody's telling him, you know, what are you doing letting them all in? He's just carrying out the will of his master. That's all he's doing. And here you have some Irish youth preventing a bus loaded from entering their town. Of course, they'll end up being dispersed, and they will enter. And it could be that for, again, every 100 people that just is looking for a better way of life and wants to get along, if you have one with really bad intentions and you have tens of millions, again, you know, just do the math. Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing is catching people off guard and, you know, trying to make sure that this information does not get out to the general public, because obviously this isn't going to be covered the way we cover it on some kind of mainstream so that people can prepare. And I always like to keep people focused on, okay, what can we do about this? And we really can tell our friends, tell our neighbors, understand the picture for ourselves. So when somebody does say, oh my gosh, what happened? We have answers for them. Trust me, if you're listening to this video now, you're one of those who's going to carry information that is so very important and vital to people that are close to you. Definitely don't get frustrated. Don't give up. Just keep absorbing so that you can help when it's time.
So the government of Panama is raising the alarm about surging number of migrants from South America who are crossing from Colombia into the hostile swamps and jungle of the Darien Nature Preserve. Large numbers of Haitians and Chinese nationals. Oh, wait a minute. There's more? Yeah, they're expecting about another 500,000 to come through. This is so blatantly obvious, you'd have to be an idiot not to understand what's going on. Is every single one of our politicians, are they all really that dumb? And then the other question is, if they're not that dumb, you know, who do they really work for?
you know, and that's the part, I guess, everyone has their pet peeves, but this really bothers me because the both sides are in it together. And I see people say, well, if so-and-so wasn't in office, this and this and that wouldn't happen. Oh, yes, it would. It might happen under a different label because they have this play all worked out. Everybody has their roles and they all have the same goal. So it doesn't matter who's in office.
No, that's it's just one puppet or another. Take your choice. They've given us one that is apparently very, very senile and incompetent, and you know, you could just add the adjectives. So, you know, hey, it kind of works for what they want to accomplish because he does seem to be just so incredibly incompetent. But it doesn't matter if he was if he wasn't. If he was really astute and actually had some brain cells left, it wouldn't matter anyway because it's not his decision. That's the bottom line. It's not his decision. We've heard the terms DS, right? Think D-E-E-P. Let's do it for the AI. D-E-E-P. Nation is another name for a nation. Well, you could say it's a state of mind. Yes, yeah. You know what we mean. Yeah, no, you know, this is completely planned, orchestrated, and the bottom line is we're really, really close to all this just showing itself for what it is. And when that happens, it's going to be, these are going to be trying times like we can't really imagine because we've already been so, penetrated from within now. And many of these have been here for a long time. There are some that have been here generations. So it's just a massive amount. It's staggering to think of the size of this operation. Think about how big this operation is. It's been ongoing for decades. Decades and generations. And now, in the last couple of years, it has escalated to just almost unbelievable proportions.
Mm-hmm. And I really feel strongly that that's another frustrating thing, too, is the years that they have on this, you know, the years that they have put things in motion. And I know that a lot of you might remember even the Jetsons. You know, that was a great cartoon, fabulous, loved watching it with the kids. But take a really close look at some of those modern inventions. You know, they know what's been going on for a long time.
So, you know, take time to chill out, guys. Spa day might not be a bad idea because we don't know when those spa days are not going to be able to come around again. And if that's just, you know, your own warm bath or a hot shower, just decompress because, hey, you deserve it. We all deserve it in these times.
Yes, indeed.
As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.